You're listening to Run, R-U-N, Revive Us Now podcast with Steve Gray. As pastor of the Smithton Outpouring and the Kansas City Revival, Steve is a leading voice of revival worldwide. Steve shares his life-changing encounters with God, along with biblical teaching that equips you to experience and lead lasting revival. Come, run with Steve and expect God to revive us now.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome again to another Revive Us Now podcast. I'm your host, Steve Gray. Today, we're going to talk about revival and what really does take place. I mean, what's the workings of revival? Where are we going? What's really going to happen? And a lot of people get a surprise when they start talking about revival. And I would say it is refreshing to hear the word revival since I even started doing this podcast. The word revival is popping up more and more and more. It could be because of the circumstances in the world, in our economy, in nations, wars, whatever. But whatever the reason, I'm hearing the word revival more and more, and more people are contacting me. I know that, saying, talk to me about revival. We want to learn more about revival. And a year ago or 2 years ago, it wasn't even on the radar, you know. So that part's good. But I don't know if people are really ready for what really takes place when a move of God, when God wants to really do something. And you kind of get a surprise. So let me tell you what I saw a lot over the years being involved in the 90s move of God revivals. I was flipping through my phone looking for a picture of my new grandchild. And I saw by chance the word revivals popping up different places, as I said, and I remembered, you know, they were referring back to the 90s, late 90s, and even the Kansas City revival, and I saw that pop up once in the 2008. But in the 90s, there was a lot of revival everywhere, and a lot of people didn't make it through it because they thought revival was sort of like a party, like it just longer, louder, laughter more. And I wasn't against the laughter because a lot of people needed some laughter. That wasn't the part of it, but they just turned it into a party. And I went to places they said we're having revival and they bring out beach balls and, you know, all kinds of stuff. And when God really started moving, they just got confused because they just wanted to keep that up. And it began to be something, then they shut, they just couldn't keep it up. So a lot of people then when they got the real move of God going, they got a surprise. So let's talk about what is the real workings, the bottom line revival. If God's going to do something, get ready. You might get a surprise. So I went to the book of Jeremiah, and a great book, and God is going to raise up Jeremiah. And so he touches him. He says, Jeremiah says, I'm too young. I don't know how to speak. God touches his lips. He says, you're not too young. You go do it. Touched his mouth, and he says, I put my words in your mouth. And he says, see, today I've appointed you over nations and kingdoms, okay? And he says, later on, he says, now go, get ready, stand up, go tell, you know, don't be terrified at him or else I'm going to terrify you. Just go do and say what I tell you to say, all right? So that part we understand. But here's the part we don't, and we're not oftentimes not ready for. So we go in, we're going to have a move of God. We're going to have revival. God's presence is going to come. God's going to restore. God's going to do great things. And we miss this part. So he tells Jeremiah, so he says, here's what, I've appointed you today to go out to nations and speak and whatever I tell you to say and to do this. And here's these great words, to uproot, tear down, destroy, and overthrow. Now there's two more words he says, but those are the first four. And when you get into a move of God, a real one, and you look over the history of revivals, and I'm not going to mention all of them, but just off the top of my head, you mentioned, you see Charles Finney, or the Cane Ridge Revival, or the Welsh Revival, Evan Roberts, and all those. When those people were being formed, like Jeremiah is, for revival, and when it began, and other revivals, Wesley and Whitfield and all those people, they came in, they didn't come in with a party, let's have a great time. They came in uprooting things in people's lives. It uprooted the church. It uprooted religion. And so they got a lot of opposition because people didn't want to be uprooted. They wanted to just keep going. They wanted to be told they were okay and just keep going. And so they actually would preach and it would uproot deep roots of religion, and they would begin to tear down some of the things that man had built up in religion and in church, and some of the things that they had made so sacred and all of a sudden weren't so sacred. And here he said, destroy, so throw some stuff away, you know, and overthrow. And so these are the surprise things that begin with a move of God. All of a sudden it might be inside you. It might be God wants to overthrow and get some things out and uproot some things in you personally, especially if you're going to be a leader. If you're going to be a leader, then it's not going to be party, and all of a sudden God's going to throw you in and, oh, I'm going to be a leader. I'm going to have a revival, and God's going to start giving me visions and dreams. And you ever met people that all of a sudden they're having dreams and visions every day and they're hearing from God, but they haven't been through this? And you can tell they haven't been through this because after a while it's going to catch up with them, and they don't have character. They don't have integrity. They haven't been what we sometimes talk about in the Welsh revival. They never have been, they said, bend me, Lord. They've never had a broken and contrite heart before the Lord that builds character. And so if you're going to be a leader, you need to go through this. You got to spend some time, and great revival leaders, if you'll read about them, they went through this. All of them did. Just read about them in history. They went through an uprooting and a tearing down and destroying and overthrowing things that were inside them. And then when they would go out and the ministry actually began, revivals and the power and the anointing would begin, then they would go out and they would do the same thing. They would preach sermons that did those things. And they got opposed by religion and denominations and other leaders because they were trying to protect that domain, all right? So then after you see that he said uproot, tear down, destroy, and overthrow, well, then there's two more words we have, and said then build and plant. So he doesn't leave us there. He says now after you do all that, now you can build. We're going to build and we're going to plant, which revive is going to do, because the half dead, he's going to revive people that had life and lost the life, or they've got let stuff in that doesn't belong, stuff that needs to be uprooted. Jesus said that, didn't he? He said every tree that my Father has not planted will be uprooted. And that's just a picture in Israel that they had planted a lot of, it's just a picture of trees, it's not literal, that they had planted a lot of things in their religion, in their lives, that God didn't plant. And he said, we got to uproot that stuff. And so today, just like in Jeremiah's day, just like in Jesus' day, we go through and we look at church and religion and song services, and even today with some of the modern worship, you know, and you go through, and I see a lot of people say, oh, revival, and you go in, there's a lot of jumping around and stuff, and I don't mind that. In fact, the Smithton Outpouring, you go read about that. We kind of invented jumping. Back then in the 90s, middle 96 to the 2000 years, there wasn't much jumping. Jumping wasn't in churches. You know, there was a little dancing here and praising here and flag waving there, but there wasn't much jumping. And people asked, well, why did you jump so much? In fact, it was so much jumping, the floor actually bounced up and down. And it bounced up and down so much that the doors, they had a basement, the doors in the basement would open and close by themselves because the floor would bounce up and down and cause the doors to sway like this. And so people, why do you jump so much? Because it was so crowded that you couldn't move. So the only thing you could do was go up and down. Well, today, of course, you've got these big platforms and big stages and everything. And so jumping up and down is real popular today. But that jumping up and down doesn't mean it's revival. It means there's some life into it, and I'm glad, because we want to see life. We want to see energy. But there's still everybody that's jumping up and down, everybody that's calling for revival, everybody that's feeling better. They're feeling better. Good. That's good. And more life. That's good. It's going to have to go through a time just of this. If you're going to go deeper and you're really going to have a move of God in the United States of America or any place in the world, you personally as a leader or as a church or a country, really, if you're going to really have a move of God, there's going to have to be some uprooting. We have planted things in religion. We've planted things in ourselves. And we've allowed things to grow up. We're going to have to tear down some of these attitudes and some of these ideas. And what people are trying to do today is just kind of go on, jump around, energized, have longer services, louder music, and that doesn't make it revival, and that doesn't mean it's bad either. And so we got to get down to the root of this. And all the great revivals, the preachers would preach that, and then religious people would get upset because they didn't want to change anything. And that same thing will happen today. Same thing will happen today. If you want to have a real deep, deep, deep move of God that digs into the heart of everybody, and God comes down with such power that it takes your breath away. I mean, I'm telling you, people try to ask me, what was it like? And they think, you know, people today been there, done that. They think if they're having these great meetings that it's a real outbreak of the power of God. And I try to tell them, I said, listen, it was unimaginable. It took your breath away. And so that's where we need to go. That doesn't mean what we have is bad, but that's where we need to go. We need to go much deeper. Well, how are we going to get there? We're going to have things uprooted, torn down, destroyed, and overthrown. Now, once we get that, and we have all that out, and we've had all that good preaching, then once we get to that point, then it's time to build and plant, and that power and that presence will come in because we've done it the right way. We did it the way God told Jeremiah to do it, and the way Jesus did. He said, we got to uproot a lot of stuff, got to uproot a lot. And he told his own people, the covenant people, we got to repent. Got to tear down. We got a lot of work to do, but then God's going to plant, and he's going to build, and he's going to restore the people of God. And that's what we see and what we're praying for today when we say the word revival. Till next time, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Revive Us Now podcast with Steve Gray. Push the subscribe button so you don't miss an episode, and spread the word on social media. For more episodes and resources, go to reviveusnowpodcast.com. Until next time, keep on running for revival.